Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
I mean, it's the most scorned fan base, unlucky fan base in all of sports, perhaps in history. I don't think that's hyperbolic in any way, shape, or form, considering what they've endured, considering the results, which so many things have to go against you. You have to have your own missteps. You have to be restricted budgetarily, and you also have to have unfathomable, unimaginable luck that makes the curse of the Bambino in Boston seem like a mere flesh wound.
Dan Zangrilli with Starkey yesterday, after the Jared Jones news broke, saying that Pirates fans are the most unlucky and scorned in all of professional sports. Do you agree with that? 412-928-9370. We'll get to that coming up in 1 second, as well as the Jared Jones injury news. But here's a text. I mean, I get it. Got to have a hot take and get the calls rolling in, but it's a weak argument because if the Steelers found ways to beat the Chiefs, Bills and Ravens, but lost the next round of the playoffs, everyone would still be upset. Only one team wins the Super Bowl and walks away satisfied every year. We're so far away from even talking about the Steelers being a Super Bowl contender. And that's the point. Yeah, people would be disappointed if the Steelers won a playoff game in the wild card round and then lost in the divisional round. But it'd be better than what we've seen. They haven't even been close to winning a wild card game. That's the point. And with the quarterback play that they've had recently, getting to the divisional round, that'd be nice. I'm not saying every year, for God's sakes, without a franchise quarterback, but could you fool us for a second? Could you give us something to celebrate beyond just being in the hunt or sneaking into the playoffs in the last week of the season? 412-928-9370. Are Pirates fans the most unlucky in all of North American sports? 412-928-9370. That's what Dan Zangrilli says. He got there because of the Jared Jones news yesterday. Jared Jones, he got elbow surgery. There's actually some good news in there. It was not Tommy John surgery. So he's not going to have to miss this entire season and all of next year. His expected return is in 10 to 12 months. So it's bad news, but a little bit of good news because we had all assumed that it was Tommy John surgery. Injury report brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. But the more interesting discussion, and I feel awful for Jared Jones. Awful for that guy. Hard worker, nice kid. Skeens his best bud. Feel bad for him. But the interesting discussion for me is what Dan said there. Are Pirates fans the most unlucky in professional sports. 412-928-9370. I mean, my God, I think they're on the Mount Rushmore. Who are the other franchises that could compare? I think the Browns. I mean, their franchise got taken away, and then it came back, and since it's come back, they've been horrendous. And you've got Browns fans with jerseys with like 47 quarterbacks on it, which makes us laugh, but for them, my God, it's miserable. I think Detroit Lions fans have been as unlucky as any in professional sports. They've had 16 winning seasons in the last 50 years. I think they've only had a handful of double-digit win seasons. Last year, arguably the best team they've ever had, and they lose in the playoffs because they were more injured than any team in football. Let me throw my own team in here, though. And I think it might be the Pirates. We'll flesh this out via calls and texts and tweets. But I'll tell you, West Virginia Mountaineer fans, we've been through it. I'll only bore you with this for a second, but I think we might need to be in the Mount Rushmore, too. 1988 National Championship against Notre Dame. Major Harris goes down with an injury. I mean, you're right there. You have an opportunity. You might lose either way, but Major Harris was a superstar, and you lose him in the National Championship game. Come on! 2007, everyone here knows this one. You're a 28.5-point favorite against a bad Pitt team. No offense, Dorn and Pat Bostic. And you lose 13-9. You're on the cusp of a national championship, and you lose. Pat White gets injured in that game, too. Not sure it would have made a difference. Paul Rhodes had them all figured out. 2018, you have a chance to win the Big 12 championship in some of the worst referee calls I've ever seen happen in the Oklahoma game that finishes up the season. Final Four, you're playing Duke in 2011. Deshaun Butler, your best player, Mr. Clutch, blows out his knee. There are more anecdotes. Every fan base has their anecdotes. I think West Virginia fans are up there among the most unlucky. It's tough to top the Pirates, though. I'm 34 years old, guys. I'm not that old. But you think about a 34-year-old Pirate fan, you've only seen your team be good in your conscious memory three times. Like, I don't remember the early 1990s and Bonds and MVPs and the NLCS. Because I was two. So if you're my age, you've seen the Pirates be good exactly three times. And you've seen them compete in a playoff series, exactly one time. Dan might have hit the nail right on the head. And there's a lot that goes into bad luck. Like the economics of baseball do you no favors. The ownership does you no favors. And they've also dealt with a bunch of bad luck. Like this year, they were never going to be good, clearly. But Nick Gonzalez, your starting second baseman, he hits a home run. And then as he's approaching first base, he's limping, and we haven't seen him since. Jared Jones, who is going to be your Robin to the Batman that is Paul Skeens, he's out for the year. Let's just say he were to miss all of next season. Dan Zangrilli brought up, you could have a lockout in 2027. You might not see Jared Jones until 2028. Meanwhile, his contract's going to toll. Like, they've dealt with bad luck. We've dealt with bad luck, I guess I should say. This is about the fans, what we've had to endure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.